Yesterday we started the sugya of Hesebas Isha, the obligation of a woman or the exemption of a woman from doing Heseba on the Seder night. So the Gemara sets forth the principle that most women are exempt from Heseba, except an Isha Chashuva. An Isha Chashuva is different, she's obligated in Heseba, but most women are exempt. We pointed out that Bizman Hazeh, the Mordechai quotes on the Balei Tosfos that Noshim should be Chayavos in Heseba because Kol Noshim Shalonu Chashuvosem. And we were troubled because if you look at the Rabbeinu Manoach, the way he describes the difference between an Isha Chashuva and an Isha She'ena Chashuva, not all women seem to follow the definition of Isha Chashuva according to the Rishon. Rabbeinu Manoach says that an Isha Chashuva is either one who doesn't have a Baal, she's a Geveras Habaya, she's the matriarch in the home, or she's Chashuva B'Ma'alosah, she's a distinguished woman, she's accomplished, or she has Avodah Mushvachah, she has servants to help her in the kitchen, to prepare the food, to serve the food. Not all women have them. Not all women have servants. Not all women are so accomplished. Not all women are a Geveras Habayis and don't have a Baal. So what's going on? Why should we assume that Kol Anoshim Shalom Chashuvos, says the Mordechai quotes from the Balei Tosfos? So we suggest that perhaps the Balei Tosfos can be explained based on a comment of the Rokeach that's quoted by the Chok Yaakov. The Chok Yaakov says that according to the Rokeach, Isha Chashuva is Ptura, is Chayebis in Heseba because the Baal is not Makbid on her. Most women are exempt from Heseba because since the Baal is Makbid on them, it's not normal for them to do Heseba, it's not a Derech Eres, they don't feel comfortable. But the Isha Chashuva, it doesn't matter what the details are to define her. How exactly do you define it? It's not a function of the details, it's a function of whether the husband is Makbid on her or not Makbid on her. The husband doesn't have a kpeda, so then she's chayevis and a seva because then it's a derech eres for her. So we suggested maybe that's the idea of the Mordechai's Tosfos, that what the Balei Tosfos are saying is that bizman hazeh, times have changed. The whole relationship between husband and wife is different, and now the husband is not as makbid on the wife. That's just the reality. They feel more comfortable with each other. So if they feel more comfortable with each other, it really is a derech eres for the woman to do a seva, and then all of our women are going to be chayevis in a seva. That's what the Mordechai quotes on the Balei Tosfos. The Ramah dutifully quotes this Mordechai, but he adds one extra point, and that's the final word on this sugya, which I'd like to share with you today. If you have the packet, it's in packet 15, the very last page. The Shulchan Aruch in Siman Tov Ayin Beis in Siv Dalet writes, Isha eina tzricha eseba elem keni chashuva. Quoting from the Gemara, most women are exempt from eseba unless she's an isha chashuva, she's exempt. Says the Rama v'chal anoshim shalonu mikri chashuva os Mordechai resh perek arve psochim. The Mordechai quotes that all of our noshim are chashuvos. They all have a status of isha chashuva, so they all should be obligated in eseba. Adds the Rama ach lo nagu lahosev. Ki samchu al divrei Rav Yod, the cause of the bizman hazeh ein lahasav. Rama says that our women are not noheg to do a seva because they rely on the Rav Yod, who says that bizman hazeh we don't do a seva. Rama quotes two comments about what the halacha should be bizman hazeh. The Mordechai assumes that all women should be obligated. From the Gemara, you get the impression that there's a distinction between most women as opposed to noshim chashuvos. Comes the Mordechai and quotes the Balei Tosfos, who says all of our noshim are noshim chashuvos. What should emerge from that definition? That all of our women should be obligated to do a seva. Adds the Ramah, women are not knowing to do that. Women are knowing not to do a seva bizman hazeh, despite the fact that perhaps they should be considered like noshim chashuvos. Their husbands are not makbid on them in the same way. But all women rely on the Rav Yoh. Who's the Rav Yoh? We know the Rav Yoh. The Rav Yoh is of the opinion that bizman hazeh, we don't do a seva. Bizman hazeh, everyone should be potter from eseva because it's not normal to recline when you eat. So if it's not a derech eres, then why is it necessary to do eseva at all? Says the Rav Yoh, everyone, not just women, even men should be exempt from eseva bizman hazeh. Because it's not normal to recline when one is eating, so it's not a derech eres to eat in that fashion. We don't paskin like this Rav Yoh. The Hagos Maimon, he says, he's a shitas yochid. We don't paskin like this Rav Yoh. But we found already that the Mefarshim, that the Poskim, are Mitzarev the Rav Yah to be Mekel in different circumstances. L'moshel, we had a Ramah. Ramah talks about what happens if B'dievet a person didn't do a Seba when drinking the Dalit Kosos or when eating the Kazayas of Matzah. So the Ramah quoted a Ktas Mefarshim who claimed that B'dievet, one doesn't have to eat another Kazayas of Matzah because we rely on the Rav Yah. So we suggested that Shita holds that it's like a tziruf, it's a svek sveka lakula, that since there is the opinion of the Rambam that b'dievet, if a person didn't do a seba for the gezayis of matz, it's not necessary to do a seba again against the rush. Plus, there's the opinion of the Rav Yoh that you don't have to do a seba to begin with. So there's a svek sveka. Maybe the halacha is like the Rambam, and even if the halacha is like the rush, that you really should have to do a seba again. Maybe the halacha is like the Rav Yoh that we don't do a seba nowadays at all. So you can be mitzarei if the two shitas together as a svek sveka lakula. But what's this Ramah saying? The Ramah says the noshim asamchu al das Rav Yoh not to do a seba, even lechatchila. Where do we find that? To rely on the Rav Yoh lechatchila? Men don't rely on the Rav Yoh lechatchila. So why should women rely on the Rav Yoh lechatchila? Tesur, Rav Sternbach in his Mordim Uzmanim, in Chelek Vav Simen Kuf Peidal, he wants to suggest the following. Why don't men rely on the Rav Yoh? The answer is because Chazal instituted that men should do a Seba even if it's not a Derech Eretz. Of course, the basic reason why we do a Seba on the Seder night is because it's Derech Eretz, like the Rambam describes. A person has to feel like he's leaving Mitzrayim once again. He's feeling the Cheres. So he does a Seba to demonstrate that kind of Cheres. But Chazal will misaken a Seba for men even if it's not a Derech Eretz. Chazal require that men even exaggerate the Cheres of Yetzias Mitzrayim on the Seder night. We had smuchin lekach, we had a hint of this in other areas. The Oni, you mentioned the Shita of the Ritva, is that you'd have a Havamina that an Oni shouldn't have to do a Seba on the Seder night because it's not Derech Eretz for him. He never eats Behes Seba. Even at the time of the Gemara, at the time of the Mishnah, he didn't eat Behes Seba. But Kamash Malon, Kol Oni Shebi Yisrael, Lo Yochal Ad Shiyosa, Afilu Oni Shebi Yisrael. Even an Oni has to do a Seba. Why? Zok the Ritva. Because Kach Teknu Chachamim. Even though it's not a Derech Eretz for them, they still have to do a Seba. We found that Iter has to do a Seba B'tzad Smol, even though it's not a normal way for him to eat. But Kach Teknu Chachamim, that if everyone else is doing a Seba B'tzad Smol, as long as the Iter can eat with his right hand, it might be a little bit more challenging for him, but he can eat. He's not an individual who has a cast on his arm as we describe, right? He's a person who has a free right hand, so he can eat that way. Even though it's not really a Derech Achila for him, it's not Derech Eretz for him, but Kach Teknu Chachamim, that we should eat Behes Seba, even if it's not so much of a Derech Eretz. It will be, it shows Cheres, it exaggerates the Cheres, even if it's not actually a Derech Eretz for that individual. So that's why men have to eat Behes Seba, even Bezman Hazeh, even though it's not a Derech Eretz for us nowadays, but it still does show some sense of Cheres. So Chazal instituted that we should eat Behes Seba in order to demonstrate the Cheres, to exaggerate the Cheres. As a zecher to the cheres of Yetzias Mitzrayim, we're supposed to exaggerate the cheres a little bit. But perhaps we can suggest that for women, the halach is different. Chazal never instituted for women that they should have to eat Be'er Seba if it's not a derech cheres. If it's uncomfortable for the woman to eat that way, if it's not normal for her to eat that way, Chazal are not going to require of the woman to eat Be'er Seba if it's not a derech cheres. If it's normal for her to do it, if she's an Isha Chashuva at the time of the Mishnah, time of the Gemara, when it was normal for people to eat Be'er Seba and normal for this woman to eat Be'er Seba, so then Chazal would say, Matov, of course she's obligated to eat Be'er Seba because it's a Derech Eretz. But Chazal didn't extend the Takana to women the same way that they extended the Takana to men. For men, they said that the man has to eat Be'er Seba even if it's not completely a Derech Eretz, because that's the whole idea. Seba is exaggerating the Cheres a little bit. But for women, Chazal was sensitive. Chazal didn't obligate them to eat Be'er Seba unless it's normal. If it's not normal, they're not going to push the women to act in a way that the woman will feel is not betznius, it's not comfortable for them. Chazal were not machmer on women as much as they were on men when it comes to Be'er Seba. And maybe that's the idea behind the Ramah, that the women rely on the Rav Yoh. That doesn't mean they rely on the shita of the Rav Yoh. They rely on the svara of the Rav Yoh. The shita of the Rav Yoh is rejected. We assume that the mitzvah of Aseba still applies Bizman Hazeh to men. But the Svara of the Rav Yos still does apply. Right? Everyone agrees to the Svara. Taka is not their Acheres, Bizman Hazeh. That's true. It's not their Acheres. The women rely on the Rav Yos Svara that since it's not their Acheres, Bizman Hazeh, so they don't have to do a Seba because Chazal would never misakin for women. They never obligated women to do a Seba if it's not comfortable for them. So that's what the Rambam means, that the women rely on the Rav Yah not to do a Seba Bizman Hazeh. They rely on the Svara of the Rav Yah, not necessarily on his Shita per se. The reality is, Lemaisa, many women do have Seba Bizman Hazeh. The quote from the Ksav Sofer said about his father, the Chasam Sofer, that he would bring a pillow for his wife to have her do a Seba. Not all women do a Seba with the pillow. They'll bring the pillow for the husband, but they feel uncomfortable to lie on the pillow. Some do, some don't. But many women, Bizman Hazeh, do a Seba. Why? But it's against the Ramah. The answer is, it's not so difficult. It's a milsad les beit tircha, as the Ran says, right? It's a milsad les beit tircha. What, it's so difficult to eat per Seba? Oh, it's a little challenging. You don't want to get it on your clothing. You don't want to get the wine and the matzah and make a mess. Okay, but you can be careful. You can wear an apron. It's not impossible. So because it's a milsad les beit tircha, many women, even Bizman Hazeh, Hanoi to eat Be'er Seba on the Seder. This concludes the sugya of Heseba's Ish. Questions? Yes? I can't hear. The Mokka 4? Rev Sternbach. Chaylek Vav Simen Kuv Peidal. Moadim Zah. Let's move on to the next sukkah. The Gemara in Daf Kufches is talking about all those individuals who are exempt from a Seba. So the Gemara comments, Ben Eitzel Oviv Boi Yaseba. A child, a son by the father, does have to do a Seba. Yibai Elohu Talmud Eitzel Rabba Mai. It's a set. The Gemara starts by saying that Ben Eitzel Oviv is Chayiv, but now the question is whether Talmud Eitzel Rabba has to do a Seba. So Toshma, the Omer Abaye, ki avina bei Mar, zagina na birki da hadodi. Abaye says, when we were by Mar, who's Mar? Rabba. Rabba was the Rosh Yeshiva during the time of Abaye, when he was in Talmud. So he says, ki avina bei Mar, zagina na birki da hadodi. When we were by Rabba, we used to lean on each other's legs, right? They'd sit on the floor, I guess, and they put up their feet, and they'd lean against each other. Ki asinan lebei Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef was Molach, says the Rashbam. He was Rosh Yeshiva after Rabba. When he came to Rav Yosef, Amalon lo tzrichsu, mora rabba kamar shemayim. Rav Yosef told them, lo tzrichsu, you don't have to do a seva in front of your Rebbe. Mora rabba kamar shemayim. The mora of a Rebbe is supposed to be like the mora of shemayim, says the Rashbam. Kamar shemayim, b'chsiv es Hashem lekech atira lerabos talmidei chachamim. Hishva Mora Rabba L'Mora Shamayim. The Torah compares Mora Rabba to Mora Shamayim. It's Hashem Alakech Atira L'Rabbos Talmidei Chachamim. So after Yosef, you don't have to do a Seba because you're Mechuyev in Mora Rabcha. Mora Rabcha, K'Mora Shamayim, it's Hashem Alakech Atira. Meis Vefrek the Gemara. Yim HaKol Odom Meisiv Afilu Talmidei Tzol Rabba. The Braisa says that a person is Mesiv, sounds like he's Mechuyev to be Mesiv. Afilu Talmud Eitzel Rabba, even a Talmud by his Rebbe. So, it sounds like there's a Chiyuv. Rav Yosef told them that they're not Mechuyev to do a Seva Talmud Eitzel Rabba, and yet the Braisa seems to say Faket. Braisa seems to say the opposite, that Afilu Talmud Eitzel Rabba has to do a Seva. Says the Gemara, Kitanya Hahi Beshulya Denagri. The Braisa is not talking about Talmud the Talmud Torah, Talmud Eitzel Rabba who's learning Torah by the Rebbe, but rather Shulya Denagri, person who's learning carpentry, learning some kind of umnis, says the Rashbam, Talmido Shol Nagar Shemalam the umnis, he's learning a profession from his teacher. So Shulya Denagri does have to do a Seba. The Ptur of a Seba that exists for Talmud Eitzel Rabba doesn't exist by Talmud Eitzel, his teacher, of Shulya Denagri, learning an umnis from someone else. That's the Gemara. But basically, what the Gemara seems to say is that there was a machlokas Abaye of Yosef, I can't say machlokas. Abaye thought that when they were by Rabba, they would do as seba. Rav Yosef told them that they didn't have to do a seba of Talmud b'fnei Rabba. Either Bryce, the Bryce is not talking about Talmud b'fnei Rabba in terms of a relationship of Talmud Torah, but rather Talmud etzel Rabba be'umnus. There are many questions that jump out at you in this sugya. The Gemara begins by saying Ben Eitzel Oviv is chayev be'seba. Maskon of the Gemara is Talmud etzel Rabba is potter from a seba. Why? Because more Rabba can more Shemayim. At first glance, that seems very difficult. We know that a child, a son, also has a chiyuv of mora klapei his father. Just like a Talmud is chayiv in mora rabbo, a ben is chayiv in mora aviv. So if a Talmud is potter from a seba b'fnei rabbo because mora rabbo k'mora shemayim because of the mitzvah of mora, so then why is a son obligated in his seba b'fnei aviv? He also has the mitzvah of mora. It's a little strange. But why is a son any different than the Talmud? Son Eitzel Aviv, Ben Eitzel Aviv is like Talmud Eitzel Rabba. They both have a chiyuv of Mora. What's more, Rav Yosef uses a lashon Mora Rabcha Kemora Shemai. You put it from a seva Talmud b'fnei Rabba because Mora Rabcha Kemora Shemai. What did he need such a poetic language for? Just say there's a chiyuv of Mora, Talmud Eitzel Rabba. What did he needed Mora Rabcha Kemora Shemai? Oh, okay. It's a level that Mora Rabcha should be like Mora Shemai, but what would he need it for? Just say the reason why Lo Tzrichsu is because you're chayev in Mora Rabbo, and that patters you, the Mora of the Rebbe, patters you from a seba. What's this Loshen Mora Rabcha and Mora Shemai? A third kash. How can Mora Rabbo be docha the mitzvah of his seba? We know that even a mitzvah de Rabbanan is not pushed off because of kavod or Mora off. Right, if a father tells a son to violate one of the dinei Torah, so does he have to listen to the father? Part of the mitzvah of Mora Av is that he has to listen to the tzivui of the father. Let's say the father says, I want you to violate dinei Torah. Does he have to listen? Obviously not. Right, that's the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch in Yeredeya. In Simen Reish Mem Siftes Hov, Shulchan Aruch writes, Omer lo aviv lavra al divrei Torah b'mitzvah saseh b'mitzvah lo saseh afilu mitzvah shel divreihem lo yishma lo. Son is not supposed to listen to the father if the father tells him to violate any dinei Torah. So how is Mora Rabbo going to be docha the mitzvah seba? Mora Rabbo is not docha mitzvah satorah. What's going on over here? Just like Mora Av is not docha any mitzvah satorah klapi the ben, so too Mora Rabbo shouldn't be docha any mitzvahs klapi the Talmud. So how does the Gemara, how can the Gemara say that a Talmud Eitzel Rabbo is potter from a seva because of Mora Rabbo, but Mora Rabbo shouldn't be strong enough to push off the mitzvah derabbanan of his seva? Another kasha. Rav Yosef says, you don't have to do a seva Mora Rabcha Kemora Shemai. What's strange about that lashon? What should he have said? What should he have said? Help me now. I'm sorry? That's what he says. You don't have to do it. There's no chiyuv. He should have said more than that. What? Asr. It's asr to do a seva. Right? Why does he have to say lo tzrichas, lo tzrichsu? You don't have to do a seva. He should have said it's asr. What does that mean? What does the phrase lo tzrichsu mean? If it means asr, so he should have said asr. If it means eino tzarech, why is it eino tzarech? Right? If there's no asr to do a seva, if there's no issa to do a seba, so then why shouldn't he have to do a seba? Right? If there's no issa to do a seba, so then he should be mechayev to do a seba. If there's an issa to do a seba, he can't do a seba. But if there's no issa, so then he should have to do it. What kind of a strange lashon is this? Lo tzrichsu. It's not necessary to do it. It's not necessary. Why not? It's a mitzvah. If it's not asur, it should be necessary. What kind of a strange lashon is that? The Rambam happens to write, the Rambam's lashon is mashma d'tak, it's asur. What does the Rambam say? In Hilchos Chametz Matzah Perek Zayin, Halacha Ches, the Rambam says, Uben Eitzel Aviv ve'ashamash b'fnei Rabbo tzrichan eseba. Ben Eitzel Aviv, shamash b'fnei Rabbo do need eseba. Aval Talmud b'fnei Rabbo eino meisif, elam kei nosan lo Rabbo rishus. Talmud b'fnei Rabbo does not do eseba unless the Rebbe gave him rishus. Notice, what's the lashon of the Rambam? Does he say lo tzrichsu? Eino tzarech haseba? No. He says, Talmud b'fnei Rabbo eino meisif. doesn't do Haseba. From the Rambam, you get the clear impression that it's also to do Haseba b'fnei Rabbah. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah writes. Mishnah Berurah in Siman Tov Ayin Beis, Sifkot and Tesvav. Mishnah Berurah says, on the line of the Mechaber Talmud Lufnei Rabba Eino Tzarech Haseba, says the Mishnah Berurah, Mishnah Bereisha Amar Tzarech Nokad Hacha Eino Tzarech. Why does the Mechaber use a Lashon Eino Tzarech over here? Says the Mishnah Berurah, since the Mechaber, when talking about Ben Eitz Alavav, he says Tzarech Haseba, so here he says Eino Tzarech, it's a parallel Lashon, a contrasting Lashon. Avol be'emes of the Mishnah Berurah, Yisur Anami Ikala Haseiv. It's also to be Mesiv, Befanov. The Mora Rabba, Kemora Shamayim. It's also to be Mesiv. Darkei Moshe, V'chein Mavur, Meha Rambam, V'chein Kosu Achonim, says the Shara Tzion. From the Rambam, it's clear that it's also. If it's also, why did Rav Yosef just say, Lo Tzrichsu? He should have said, Also Lo Haseiv. And one final question. The Gemara has a kasha, meisvei, from the Brisa, that im hakol odem meisiv, afilu talmid etzer rabba. Sounds like there's a chiyuv. The Gemara answers, b'shul yadanagri. The Gemara is saying that the purpose of this Brisa is to teach me the chiddush that shul yadanagri does have to do a seva. What's the chiddush? Why would I have a hava mina that a shul yadanagri would not have to do a seva? But because he's learning an umnis by his teacher, he shouldn't have to do a seva. What does one have to do with the other? There's no mitzvah of mora rabba there. There's no mitzvah of Mora Av, Mora Rabbo. If there's no mitzvah of Mora, so why would he not have to say? What's the chiddush of the Braisa? What's the chiddush of the Braisa? So we have five questions to work on. Okay, right? Question number one is, if Talmud Eitzel Rabbo is part of from Haseba because Mora Rabbo Kamara Shamayim because of the mitzvah of Mora, there's also a mitzvah of Mora Av by the Ben, so why is the Ben Mechuyev in Haseba? What's more, Rav Yosef says, Mora Rabba Kemar Shemayim, why does he need the poetic Lashon? Let him just say there's a mitzvah of Mora. A third question that we asked is, how can the mitzvah of Mora Rabba be done for the mitzvah of Haseba? Hare the Shulchan Aruch and Yeredeya says that if a father tells a son to violate Dini HaTorah, he's not supposed to listen. So you see that Mora Av is not done for mitzvah HaTorah. So Mora Rabba should not be done for mitzvah HaTorah, mitzvah Haseba either. Fourth, why does Rav Yosef use a Lashon Lo Tzrichsu, that you don't have to do a Seva? He should have said that it's also to do a Seva. Certainly, according to the Rambam, it's also. So that's what he should have said, also to do a Seva. And finally, what's the Havamina of the Braisa? The Gemara establishes the Braisa that Mechayev, the Talmud, to do a Seva in front of his Rebbe, the Shul Yadanagri. What's the Havamina to say that the Shul Yadanagri would not have to do a Seva in front of the Rebbe? It's got to be a Chiddush. If we're talking about Talmud Eitzel Rabbo, I get the Chiddush. But if we're talking about Shul Yadanagri, what's the Chiddush? So, what's the Gemara saying? Five different questions. So let's try to analyze this sugya step by step. What really is the mechanism that exempts the Talmud from Haseba b'fnei Rabba? If we look at the sugya, we'll actually find that there are multiple approaches. So let's take it slowly. Some Rishonim are of the opinion that the reason why Talmud Eitzel Rabba is brought from Haseba is because the mitzvah of Mora Rabba is takadoche, the mitzvah of Haseba. Who says like that? Who says like that? Anyone? Question? Oh, Binyam. Rabbeinu Manoach, excellent. Who said that before the Rabbeinu Manoach? Who else says that? Anyone? The Shilta said it, right? The Shilta said it too. Excellent, Binyam. What's the Shiltas? The Shiltas, Rav Chai Gaon. Ah, it's not before. It's actually page 3. It's after. Sorry. But he came before. He was a Gaon. Right? The Shiltas, Rav Chai Gaon, writes like this on page 3 in the packet. If you have packet 16, please follow along with me. Ben Eitz Alavet Tzarech Haseba, Stoma Demilsa L'Kopet Aleh. Minastam, the father is not makbid on the son. Zok the Shiltas, Talmud Lefnei Rabbo Mai. What's the din of Talmud Lefnei Rabbo? What's the shayla? The Shiltas presents the shayla. What's the shayla over here? So he says, Haseba mitzvah, v'yakra de rabbe mitzvah, hidom minayu adifa. Haseba is a mitzvah. Mor Rabbo is a mitzvah. Which one is Adif? That's the Shiltus' formulation of the Shaila. What do you see from this? What's the maskana of the Gemara? The Talmud Eitz or Rabbo is Takapata. So what do you... What's the maskana of the Gemara? The maskana of the Gemara is that the mitzvah of Mor Rabbo is Doche, the mitzvah of Haseba. Because he formulated that the whole Shaila is which one is Adif? Which one comes first? Which one is more powerful? So if that's the formulation of the Shaila, the maskana of the Shaila should be that the mitzvah of Mor is Taka Adif. That's how the Shiltus understands. Rabbeinu Manoach also seems to interpret this way, as Binyamin points out. Rabbeinu Manoach is in Perek Zayin Alochaches of the Rambam. Aval Talmid, he says, Perish the Moras Harav, this is on page 2. The Moras Harav Gedola Mi Mitzvah Seseba. Did you hear that? Moras Harav Gedola Yosef Mi Mitzvah Seseba. It's more important. Moras Harav is more important than Mitzvah Seseba. Sherei Shkula Le Moras Hashem. Why is Moras Harav more important than Mitzvah Seseba? Because Moras Harav Chokin Moras Shemayim. It's Shokul Keneged Mitzvah Moras Hashem. Mashayim came to Mitzvah Seseba. Elim came, also the Rabbi Rishus. If the Rebbe gave him Rishus to do a Seba, then he could do it. But the Rabbeinu Manoach echoes the same sentiment as the Shiltus. It sounds like he holds the reason why Talmud Eitz HaRabbah is parted from a Seba is because the mitzvah of Mor Rabbah is Docha, the mitzvah of his Seba. Aye, but the mitzvah of Mor Rabbah isn't Docha, even the mitzvah of the Rabbanan. If the Rebbe told him to violate a mitzvah of the Rabbanan, if he told him to violate a mitzvah of the Raisa, mitzvah Saseh, mitzvah Slo Saseh, he's not going to be able to do it. The answer is, if the Rebbe told him to violate a mitzvah, he can't b'kum va'aseh do something against the Torah. The Torah recognizes the strength of the Chachamim, the ability of the Chachamim to be misakin mitzvahs and gzeiros. So you can't violate any mitzvah of the Torah, mitzvah deraisa, mitzvah derabbanan, if the Rebbe tells him to do that. Just like the father tells the son lavra al divrei Torah, the Shulchan Aruch passed, he's not allowed to listen. That's true about the father, true about the Rebbe too. But here, the Rebbe's not telling him to violate any mitzvah. Not telling him to violate the mitzvah as Seba. He says, you have two things in front of you. You have a Seba, you have more Rabbah. The question is what to do. So here, Shevi al Tasa Odif. Shevi al Tasa Odif. You know, carries the day. Shevi al Tasa Odif tells me, don't do a Seba. You have competing values over here. There are competing values over here. You don't know what to do. Should I do a Seba? Should I care about more Rabbo? So Shevi al Tasa Odif tells me, don't do anything. It's not that the more Rabbo is causing him to violate a din of the Torah. He's not doing anything because he has multiple values over here. That's the Chorah de Pshat. The more Rabbo is Docha, the mitzvah is a Seba because it's an important value. So since it's an important value, Shevi al Tasa Odif tells him not to do a Seba. Comes to Rabbeinu Manoach, and he's troubled. He says, if that's the case, that the reason why Talmud Eitz HaRabbah is put from Haseba is because Mor Rabbah is Docha, the mitzvah is Haseba, or as we say, Shevi Al Tase, it's going to be Docha, it's going to remain passive. So what's the problem? What's unique about Talmud Eitz HaRabbah? To whom should this din apply as well? To whom? Help me. To whom? To whom? To Ben Etzlov, exactly. Ben Etzlov too. He also has a mitzvah smora. So whatever you say about Talmud Eitz HaRabbah should be the same as Ben Etzlov, for Ben Etzlov. Rabbeinu Manoach is sensitive to that kasha, and he gives two very important answers. Let's take it slow. The avag of the Ben Etzlov of Tzarech HaSeba, the Ashkech and the Hukash Kvod HaLechod HaMakom. But we find Ben Etzlov of Tzarech HaSeba, and yet it's Doch the Zel Bezach Hukash Kvod HaLechod HaMakom. Afilu achi tzorich haseba. The yosem mechuyev bechvod rabo mechvod aviv. There's a greater chiyev of kavod rabo than kavod aviv. Like the Gemara says in Bava Metzia, if he has to be pod the shvuyim, he's pod the Rebbe before the father. She aviv hevi olachay olam azev, and rabo mevi olachay olam abo. So kavod rabo is other from kavod aviv. Zokter Rabbeinu Manoach, that's the difference. Mor Rabbah is going to be Docha Mitzvah Seseba. in this Shevi Al Tasa form, as we're saying. But Mora Rabba is going to be Docha Mitzvah Seseh. But Mora Aviv is not on the same level. It's not on the same level. I but Hukash Kvodam Lekvodam Mokom. Isn't it the same? Mora Rabba Kemora Shemayim. That's by Mora Rabba. And Hukash Kvodam Lekvodam Mokom, the idea of Kibbut Avaim, the idea of Mora Avaim, that's Hukash Kvodam, Hukash Mora to Mora Hamakom. Isn't it the same thing? The answer is it's not exactly the same. You see, Mora Rabba Kemora Shemayim is not just an equation. As Hashem Elokei Chatira, the Rabbos Talmid Chachamim, the Talmid Chacham is an extension of the Shekhinah. It's a chelik of the Shekhinah. Just like there's a chiyuv of Mora Shamayim, right? There's a chiyuv of Mora Rabbo. The Rebbe is viewed, so to speak, obviously not exactly an extension of the Shekhinah, but ke'ilu kavayochal, an extension of the Shekhinah. The parents are not an extension. The parents are compared. The Mora Avaim is compared to Mora Shamayim. Kavod of Avaim, the Mora of Avaim, is compared to Mora Hamakom. But it's not an extension. So just because they're compared, that's not the same level as saying that it's Mamash HaChelek of the Shekhinah, so to speak. You have to look at your Rebbe like he's the Shekhinah. Mora Rabbo to Mora Shamayim. So according to this approach, that's why Rav Yosef used the Lashon of Mora Rabbo to Mora Shamayim, because he wants to highlight this idea that it's Mora Rabba that's Docha the Mitzvah Seseba. And why is it Docha the Mitzvah Seseba if by Ben Eitzelovim it's not Docha the Mitzvah Seseba? The answer is, even though there's a mitzvah of Mora Av, just like there's a mitzvah of Mora Rabba, but Mora Rabba is Adif. Because who? Because Mora Rabba Kamar Shemayim, it's Mamish like the Shekhinah. It's Hashem Elokei Chatira, it's an extension of the Shekhinah. Mora Rabba is an extension of Mora Shemayim. Mora Av is not an extension, it's compared to Mora Shemayim, but that's a lower level. So Mora Rabba is Docha the Mitzvah Seseba, but Mora Ab is not going to be Docha the Mitzvah Seseba. Okay, so according to this approach, we can answer the first two kashas. In fact, we've even answered the third question as well. How can Mora Rabba be Docha the Mitzvah Seseba if a person is not supposed to listen to the Rebbe when he tells him to violate one of the Dini HaTorah? The answer is, that's not what we're talking about over here. We're talking B'Shevi Al-Tasa. So here B'Shevi Al-Tasa, it's Kaka Docha. It's Docha because Mora Rabba Kamara Shamayim, it's a chelik of the Shekhinah, Kaviyochel obviously, in a diminished way. So because it's like Mora Shamayim Mamish, it's Adif from Mora Aviv, and it's more powerful. So therefore it's Docha, the Mitzvah Seseba, even though Mora Av is not Docha, the Mitzvah Seseba. This is one approach. Rabbi Manoach adds another approach though. Vadai Stoma de Av lo Kopit Abrei. Imesiv Bape, Umochel al Yakri. The stomach of father's not makbin on his son anyway. He's mochel on his covet. Mishamachi afilu below Nesines Rishus, Sarek HaSeba. That's why even without Nesines Rishus, without asking permission from the father, there's a Chiv HaSeba, because Mistomah, the father is going to be mochel the son. This is a different approach. It's not that the Mora of the Av is lighter, is not as chomer as the Mora of the Rebbe. No, it's all a function of whether there's mechila. Is there a stam mechila? By the Rebbe, there isn't a stam mechila unless he gives rishus. By the father, there's a stam mechila even if he doesn't give rishus. According to the Rabbeinu Manoach's first approach, perhaps the father doesn't mistama give mechila. Right? It's not a stam mechila on the part of the father. That's why you have to be mechadish. No, the mora of the father is more kal. It's more lenient than the mora of the Rebbe. And that's why the mora of the father is not docha the mitzvah seseba, whereas the mora of the Rebbe is docha the mitzvah seseba. But in the second approach, the Rabbeinu Manoach is assuming the reason why the father ben etzalovim is chayv and seseba is because the father is mochalim. There's a mechila, but the Rebbe could be mochalim. He could give rishus, but until he gives rishus, there's no mechila. Then he is mechuyev to do a seseba. This second approach, the idea that the father is mochel min astam, is mochel the son, the Mishnah Berurah also quotes from many different rishonim. This is the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Tov Ayin Beis in Sif Yud Aleph. Ben Eitzelovim Tzorach HaSeba, says the Mishnah Berurah, the after ben chayev b'chvodo v'moro'o v'kolshkin and murabo. we'll talk about that, a father who is also a Rebbe, but even though the son is mechuyev in the covenant of the more of his father, mikol makom tzarich haseba, the mistoma av machel lebnei, should say lebrei, lebonei, lebno. Zok the sharatzi and shiltas parsha sav kolbo ve'avudra. A whole host of Rishonim. We'll learn like the Rabbeinu Manoach in the second approach. Okay, so there are two mahalchim. The Rabbeinu Manoach assumes that ben etzel lov is chayiv to do haseba, tamid etzel rabbo is potter from doing haseba. Why? Either because mora av is more lenient than mora rav. Right? Mora rav is doche the mitzvah haseba, mora av is not going to be doche haseba. Or minastam, the father is mochel to the son, but minastam, we don't say that the Rebbe is going to be mochel to the Talmud. What's an afkamina between these two approaches? So the Mefarshim, the Achronim, point out that there could be two nafkamina, two very important differences between these two approaches. What do you think an afkamina should be? What do you think an afkamina should be between these two approaches? Rafi. Exactly. The father is makbid. He's not mochel. Exactly. Let's say the father is makbid. So if the father is makbid, is the son potter from Haseba or not? According to the first time, Rabbeinu Manoach's first time, is he potter from Haseba? No. He's still chayiv. Aye, but the father's makbid. It doesn't matter, because the whole point is... Right? The whole point is that the mitzvah of Mora Av is not strong enough to be Doche HaSeba. Mora Rabu is strong enough to be Doche HaSeba, but Mora Av is not. It's only Hulgash for the Makom. It's not Mora Rabu for the Mora Shemayim. It's not an extension of Mora Shemayim. It's just comparable. So that's not strong enough. It's a comparison, but it's not strong enough to be Doche HaSeba. So even if the father's Makom, the son still is Mechoyev to do HaSeba. But according to the Rabbeinu Manoach's second approach, if the father is makbid, then the son can't do a seba, because that's the whole point, is that minastam, the father is meichel to the son. It's not that Mora Rabu and Mora Av are any different. They're similar enough. They're similar to Mora Shammai. But the father normally is meichel the son. So if it's all a function of the mechil of the father, what's going to be the din if the father is makbid? Avada, the son. The son is not going to be able to do a seba, because his chiyuv to do a seba is all a function of the father being meichel. If the father is not meichel, if he's makbid, then of course the son is not going to be able to do a seba. The Chof Yaakov points this out. In Tov Ayin Beis of Kotten Tess. This is on page 8. Afilahu Rabba, Hatam Kosav Akobo, the Avudram, the Stam Av Mochel Bezelevno. Ulafiza Zoktachok Yaakov Nira, Hechad Yadanu Sha'av, and Arotza Limchel, Ein Lahosif. He says, if we know that the father doesn't want to be Mochel, then he shouldn't do a Seba. Because the whole Chiev to do a Seba is a function of the fact that the father is Mochel, but he's not Mochel, then obviously he shouldn't do it. The Chok Yaakov has a caveat, you know, he backtracks a little bit. It's a kolodom. He says, maybe we should say that no. Maybe the father's das doesn't make any sense. Most fathers would be mochel the son, so maybe butla daito it's a kolodom. We don't take his das seriously. So maybe the son should still do a save in that case. But the ikar of the Chok Yaakov is to say that this is an afkamina between these two approaches. That if the chiyuv for the son to do a seva before the father is all a function of the mechila of the father, then clearly if the father is makom and he's not mochel, then the son should not do a seva. But if you take the Rabbeinu Manoach's first approach, then it has nothing to do with the mechila of the father. It has to do with the fact that Mora Av is more lenient than Mora Rabba. So even if the father is makom, the son should still do a seva. This is one nafkamina between these two approaches. The other nafkamina could be, what's the din in the following case? I sort of alluded to this as we read the Mishnah Berurah. We're talking about Talmid Eitzel Rabbo, Ben Eitzel Oviv. What happens if there's a fusion between the two? Let's say the father is his Rebbe. What does he do then? Right? A Ben Eitzel Oviv is Chayav in the same. Talmid Eitzel Rabbo is Potter. So what does he do if it's ben v'talmid etzel aviv v'rabbi? He's both a son and a talmid. Can happen. So what does he do then? Is he chayav nesebe? Is he not chayav nesebe? In fact, not only can it happen, some of the Rishonim say that it's likely to happen because most fathers do teach Torah to their sons. Right? They don't necessarily have to be in the shir, but they learn with the father. So he's also a Rebbe, he's not just the father. So what's the din in this case? The father is a Rebbe as well. Does the son do a seba in front of the father or not? What do you think? What do you think based on the two timing that we had over here? If the son is masiv in front of the father because the father is mistumma moich, would that mechila work for the Rebbe? Of course, if a Rebbe is no same rishus, that also works. So if you take the Rabbeinu Manoah's second approach, what should come out? If the reason why a son has to be masiv in front of his father is because the father mistumma is mochel, so l'chora there's really no difference whether he's only a father or he's a father and a Rebbe too. Mistumma, he's mochel. So what that he's the Rebbe? Mistumma, he's going to be mochel too. So if you take Rabbeinu Manoah's second approach, l'chora, even if the father is also a Rebbe, the son would have to do a seva. But if you take the Rabbeinu Manoah's first approach, the reason why the son is Mesiv Eitzel Aviv is because Mora Av is not strong enough to be Doche, the mitzvah Haseba. If the father is a Rebbe too, Mora Rabu is Doche Haseba. If it's all a function of the strength of the mitzvah of Mora in question, so then it doesn't matter if you have both elements here or only one. The reality is, as long as you have Mora Rabo here, if the father is also the Rebbe, if you have Mora Rabo, then of course Mora Rabo will be Doche Haseba. So then the son should not do Haseba. What do the Rishonim say about this question? Father was also a Rebbe, is there a Chiv Haseba or not? So we find that the Rosh expresses an opinion about this topic. Rosh is in Simen Chof. The Rosh in Simen Chof writes like this. Ben Eitzel Oviv, Tzorech Haseba, Afilu Hu Rabo. The Stam Ben Oviv Melamdo Torah. The Rosh quotes the Gemara, but he adds a point. And then he talks about Talmud Eitzel Rabbah. First the Rosh begins, he says, Ben Eitzel Aviv Tzarech HaSeba, and then he adds, Afilu Hu Rabbah. Stam Ben Aviv Melam B'Torah. He says, most sons, Stam Ben, the father teaches him Torah. And yet the Gemara says, as a Dover Pasha, that Ben Eitzel Aviv is Chayiv B'Seba. It sounds like it's Chayiv B'Seba, even if his father is the Rebbe too. Tosus Al-Asar, Tosus in our Gemara, disagrees. Tosus right here says, "Bifnei Rabo in Tzorech Haseba Nira De Oviv Vehu Rabo Nami in Tzorech Blogora Me Rabo Acher." Talmid Bifnei Rabo in Tzorech Haseba. Talmid Bifnei any Rebbe, even if he's his father, he also doesn't do Haseba. Nira De Oviv Vehu Rabo Nami in Tzorech Haseba Blogora Me Rabo Acher. It's the same. It's a Rebbe is a Rebbe. A Rebbe is a Rebbe. Tosas there says it's a little bit strange because Mi Ustam Av Malamid Livno Torah Kidyamina Beparakama the Kiddushin, Shaben Yari Me Oviv Yosem Imam Mesha Malamdo Torah, the son is naturally more fearful, more in awe of the father, because he learns Torah from him. Look, the Gemara says Stam Beni to Love of Tzarech Haseba, and yet the Gemara in Kiddushin says that most sons learn Torah from the father. So it's a little bit strange because it shouldn't say Beni to Love is Chayiv Be'Haseba because every Av is also a Rebbe. So according to what Tosfos is saying, once he's a Rebbe, there's no Haseba. So it is a little bit strange, says Tosfos. But that's the din, right? Tosfos says if it's Ben Eitzel Aviv Shehu Rabo, Eino Tzarech Haseba. Against the Rosh. The Rosh says Ben Eitzel Aviv is Chayiv Be'Haseba, Afilu Hu Rabo. Tosfos says no, Ben Eitzel Aviv is Chayiv Be'Haseba, only if he's not Rabo. If he's Rabo, then there's no Haseba. Machlokes Tosfos in the Rosh. Tosfos is assuming that it's the mitzvah of Mora Rabo that's Doche Haseba. It's Doche Haseba, the mitzvah of Mora Rabo. So as long as he's a Rebbe, doesn't matter what else he is. Doesn't matter what else he is. There's no Eseva. Now keep in mind, if the Rebbe gives Rishus, if he's Mochel, then there will be a Chiyav Eseva. That didn't change. But Minastam, we don't assume that there's a Mechila. The Mora of the Rebbe is Doche Eseva. Minastam, there's no Mechila. The Mora of the Father is not Doche Eseva. Even without Mechila. Right? So if he's a Rebbe, even if he's also a father, there's no Eseva Lefitosis, because it's the Mora of the Rebbe, the Mitzvah of Mora Rabba, that's Doche Eseva. But the Rush disagrees. The Rush says that Ben Eitzalava v'schayev v'eseva afiluhu Rabba. Why? Because the Rush says, why is Ben Eitzalava v'chayev v'eseva? Because Mistama, the father's Mochelim. So if it's because Mistama, the father is Mochelim, just because he happens to be the Rebbe of the son, he's still going to be Mochelim. He's his father. So Mistama, there's an Asinas Rishus. If a Rebbe is not, if Rebbe gives Rishus to the Talmud can do a Seba. So there's no difference whether he's only the Rebbe or he's also the father. So says the Rush, if the whole idea that Ben Eitzalava is Chayev Be'er Seba is because the father Mistama is Mochel to the Mochel the son, so that's true even if he's a Rebbe. So Ben Eitzalava should be Chayev Be'er Seba even if he's Rabbah, against Tosfos. Okay, these are the two nafgamina between Rabbeinu Manoach's two different approaches. Do we say that Mora Rabbo is Doche Eseva as opposed to Mora Av is more lenient? Or do we say that Minastam, the father is Mocha, the son, and that's why the son is Chayev Eseva? Nafgamina, let's say the father is Makbid. Does that change everything? Nafgamina, whether a father who's also a Rebbe, will the son be mechuyev to be meisiv in front of him, or do we say that the son is not mechuyev to be meisiv in front of such a father? Questions? This is all within one approach of the Rishon. Namely, till now we've been assuming, like the Rabbeinu Manoach, like the Shultis, that the reason why Talmud Eitz HaRabba is part of a Meseba is because the mitzvah of Mora Rabbah is Doche Haseba. Doche the mitzvah Haseba. The question is, what's the difference between Talmud Eitz HaRabba as opposed to Ben Eitz HaLavah? But that's the Yesod. The Yesod is that there's a Dechia going on over here. A Dechia going on over here. With this approach, we've answered three of the five questions, the first three questions. And we talked about Ben Eitz HaLavah, what's the difference between Ben Eitz HaLavah as opposed to Talmud Eitz HaRabbah? Why should it be different? What's the koach to be Doche? What's more Rabbah to more Shamayim? We talked about these three, we answered these three questions. But there still are two questions that we haven't answered according to this approach. One is, why does Rav Yosef use a Lashon Lo Tzrichsu? You don't have to do a Seva. What do you mean you don't have to do a Seva? Mora Rabbah is Doche the mitzvah and say this. It's not an Eino Tzorich, Lo Tzrichsu. It's also to do a Seva, no? It's a Kasha. It's like a Kasha. According to this approach, you have to say it's Lav Dafka. It's like a Osa. He said Lo Tzrichsu, but he meant Osa. That's what you have to say. But what's the answer to the fifth question? What's the Hava mean about Shulya Denagri? Shulya Denagri should have to do a Seba? Why should we even assume that he should have to do a Seba? Why should we assume that he doesn't have to do a Seba? He should be part of a Seba. Of course he's Chayav in a Seba. There's no din of Mora Rabba by Shulya Denagri. So what's the Hava mean that he should be part of a Seba? That the Baraita has to tell me that he's Chayav in a Seba. A whole group of Achronim want to suggest that maybe there's a different approach to this Sugya. And maybe if we understand the sugya in a different light, we'll be able to answer all five questions in one fell swoop. This idea is mentioned in the Sefer Devar Shmuel. It's in the Birkas Avram. The Rav is also quoted as saying this idea. That is along the lines of what we addressed yesterday. Whenever we talk about people who are potter from Eseva, Isha B'tnei Baila, Talmud Eitzel Rabbo, these different Turin. Are we really talking about a din dechia here? Is there some kind of mitzvah that's doche haseva? It's a halacha? Or perhaps it's just a mitzvah? We spoke about Isha Etzel Baila. Maybe the Ptur of Isha Etzel Baila is not, it's not that the mitzvah of Bora Baila somehow docha has saved her, but rather she doesn't feel comfortable in front of her husband. It's a metzius that Amos Baila aleha. She's kufalo. She doesn't feel comfortable in front of him. It's not a derecheres. So if it's not a derecheres, so mamela she's going to be Ptur. So the Achron want to suggest maybe the same idea applies to Talmud Etzel Rabba. The Ptur of a Seba for Talmud Etzel Rabba is not because Mora Rabba is docha the mitzvah says Seba. No, it doesn't have the koach to be docha Seba. Mora doesn't have the koach to be docha Dinei HaTorah. Like the Shulchan Aruch said, if the father tells the son to be docha one of the mitzvahs of Torah, you don't listen. So if you don't listen to him, then a Seba shouldn't trump Mora Av either. And it shouldn't overpower Mora Rabba either. So why does the Talmud not do a Seba in front of his Rebbe? The answer is because it's not Derech Eretz. He doesn't feel comfortable reclining in front of his Rebbe. That's the problem. The problem is he doesn't feel at ease. It's a mitzius. The Talmud of Rabbah doesn't feel a Cherus in front of in that circumstance. Mora Rabbah Kemora Shamayim. Rav Yosef says, it's not just a mitzvah smora. Mora Rabcha Kemora Shamayim. What's the essence of the din? What's the feeling that you're supposed to have? Mora Rabcha Kemora Shamayim. It's the feeling that's engendered by the Talmud being in front of the Rebbe. That's what prevents him from doing a Seba. It's not a mitzvah that's docha a Seba. It's that it's not their affairs. He doesn't feel comfortable doing it. Once he doesn't feel comfortable, not only is it not their affairs, it might be also doing a Seba. Why? Because if he doesn't feel comfortable and he's potter from his Seba, because it's not a Derech Eretz, then once he's potter, then it's a Hesebas Rishus. And if it's a Hesebas Rishus, it might be also in front of the Rebbe. Hesebas Rishus, that's all. Just to recline, to lean back in front of the Rebbe, that's also. So once it's not a Derech Eretz, then it would be also. That's the Rambam. The Rambam says, Ein Talmud b'fnei Rabbo, Ein Omesiv. Why? Is it the mitzvah of Mora Rabbo that's docha, the mitzvah of Hesebas? No! It's the fact that the Talmud is not going to feel comfortable in front of his Rebbe. It's not a Derech Eretz. If it's not a Derech Eretz, then this is a Hesebas Rishus. He doesn't have to do a Seba if it's not a Derech Eretz. And if he doesn't have to, then he's not allowed to. It's Osir, because he can't do a Hesebas Rishus in front of the Rebbe. This idea is expressed by the Drisha in his Parish on the Torah. He makes this very point to explain our Sukkah. This is in Siman Tov Ayin Beis Osavov, in the Drisha. He says, "V'sham Amar lo tzrichisu lafuke mimasha yunogim bebei mar, avol be'emes hu osim ibnei mor rabba." V'nirali, zok the Drisha, "Dezeh bezeh talya." Rav Yosef says lo tzrichisu because he wants to explain not what the halacha is, but why the halacha is that way. Rav Yosef felt that of course it's usur for the Talmud to be meisiv ifnei rabba, but he wants to explain why is it usur? It's usur because lo tzrichsu, because you don't have to. The zeb is etalia kashen tzorach l'kayim mitzvah zeseba mimeila usur mishamor rabcha v'lakach lo amar Rav Yosef ela lo tzrichsu v'lo amar usur. Rav Yosef says lo tzrichsu because he wants to explain not the halacha. The halacha, of course, is that it's usur, but he wants to explain why is it usur. It's usur because lo tzrichsu, because you don't have to. If you don't have to, it's a hasebas rishus, and if it's a hasebas rishus, then it's usur to do in front of the Rebbe. This idea can answer all the kashas. But we started by raising a question about Ben Eitz Halaviv. Why is Ben Eitz Halaviv chayav hasebas? The answer is, it doesn't matter that there's a mitzvah of Moa. The Ben is not as kofof to his father, as we discussed last time. That's the Rashbam. Rashbam says that Ben Eitz Halaviv, Tzarech HaSeba, because lo havi kofof kol kach, he's not kofof to the father, he feels comfortable with the father. So if he feels comfortable with the father, it's Derech Eretz. Rav Yosef uses a lashon of Mora Rabcha Kemora Shamayim. Why don't you just say it's a mitzvah of Mora? The answer is it's not the mitzvah of Mora that's being docha. It's the mitzius of Mora, the fact that the Talmud doesn't feel comfortable in front of the Rebbe. So that's why he has to say Mora Rabcha Kemora Shamayim. It's not poetic lashon. That's the reason. Because you feel like it's Mora Shamayim, that's why that's why it's also to be mason, because it's not their acheres, and if it's not their acheres, it's a haseva shel rishus, and if it's shel rishus, then it's also to do in front of the rabbi. And we also understand why he didn't say aser, because that's not the key. He wants to point out lo tzrichsu, it's not necessary. He wants to explain why is it aser. It's aser because since it's not necessary, it's a haseva shel rishus, and that's aser in front of the rabbi. And that can answer the fifth question as well. What was the havamina that the shulya denagri should be part of a haseva? If there's no mitzvah of mora rabba by the shulya denagri, but there might be a mitzias of mora. Maybe the shulya denagri, maybe someone in front of his teacher, in front of his professor, he'll also be afraid. He'll also be nervous. You know, there's going to be a grade, there's a midterm, there's a final, it counts. So maybe he'll be nervous, and if he's nervous in front of his teacher, he's not going to, it's not their affairs for him. Comes the Gemara and says, no, there's a different sense of awe. The awe that we're talking about that makes it not their acheres, that's only Talmud b'fnei Rabbo, the Rebbe that teaches in Torah. So Dafka, Talmud b'fnei Rabbo is part of a seba, maybe also to do a seba, but Talmud b'fnei Rabbo with the Shulya Denagri, if it's only his Rebbe who teaches him umnis, there he'll be chayev to do a seba, because we assume that he is comfortable enough in front of such a Rebbe, and it will be a der acheres, so he'll be chayev to do a seba.